qualitative labels and information that should help guide you to buy a product which might be helpful and reproducible.
Professor Van Breemen, thanks.
A pleasure talking with you.
That was my conversation with Dr. Richard Van Breemen, a professor of pharmaceutical sciences in the College of Pharmacy at Oregon State University and lead author of a research letter entitled Active Constituents of Psilocybin Mushroom Edibles, which was published September 11th in the journal JAMA Network Open. Reporting for KBOO News, I'm Doug McVeigh.
Coming this Monday at 2 p.m., the Monday Sampler presents part three of Ian Fleming's Goldfinger.
They're all gone, Mr. Bond. I will tell you the truth, because you'll have no opportunity of passing it on. By midnight on D-1, the entire population of Fort Knox will not be sleeping. They will be dead.
Toby Stevens stars as Lieutenant Commander James Bond and Sir Ian McKellen as Elric Goldfinger.
You're not going to get 100 tons of gold out of that place anyway. Where the hell would you hide it?
Mr. Bond, it just happens that a Soviet cruiser sails from Norfolk, Virginia on D+1. I shall sail for Kronstadt, Russia, taking the golden heart of America with me.
So tune in this Monday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. as the Monday Sampler presents Ian Fleming's Goldfinger. Right here on Community Radio, KBOL Portland.
Support for KBOO comes from its members and from Tabor Space, presenting their End of Summer Fest benefit concert Sunday, September 21st from 1 to 7 p.m. The event will feature an afternoon of live music and a craft fair. Tickets and info at taborspace.org.
KBOO Community Radio's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections will be held Saturday, September 20th at 11:30 a.m. at Mississippi Studios, located at 3939 North Mississippi Avenue in North Portland. Hello, I'm Corvin Vale. Welcome to the 2025 Board of Directors Candidate Forum. In just a few moments, you will hear from this year's candidates for KBOO Community Radio's Board of Directors. KBOO is unique in that the Board of Directors is elected by its members. Every KBOO member gets to vote. Any KBOO member can apply to be on the Board of Directors. Online voting is now open at kboo.fm/board25. Online voting is open until the board elections on Saturday, September 20th. To request a paper ballot, you must contact KBOO. Call 503-231-8032 or email membership@kboo.org. You can mail your paper ballot or bring it to KBOO Community Radio at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Paper ballots must be received at the station by Friday, September 19th at 5 p.m. Late ballots will not be counted. Candidate statements are posted on kboo.fm/board25. Election results will be announced at the annual meeting on Saturday, September 20th, 2025. Our first board candidate this evening is Tyson Stanger. Welcome, Tyson. Up to this point, how have you been involved with KBOO Community Radio?
So I started volunteering with KBOO in the spring of 2023, Really, it was just a desire to improve the audio quality of my podcast, Life Stamps, Stories from Here and There. It's a travel cultural show. And then since then, I've also helped within the station for board hopping, for tabling different events, live anchoring for our summer remote events. And I also continue to help to do behind the scenes audio work for KBOO radio announcements. And further beyond that, up to this point now, I've also worked with the volunteer director, the engagement director, and the membership director. And then with those roles, I help coordinate with other volunteers for the remote events. I've created content for the Boo Beat, our KBOO radio publication that gets mailed out to people or picked up at the station. And I've helped with membership by reaching out for local businesses and other nonprofits to partner up with KBOO as a radio station.
Great. And do you have any expertise working on or with nonprofit boards of directors, advisory boards, or working committees?
Yeah, I serve on the development committee currently right now. And to go back into like searching for nonprofit partnerships and local business partnerships, that's like a strong emphasis of what we do on the development committee right now and stuff. And that's, we also work with other development ideas, but a big big amount of that is like working with the partnerships and keeping everything as grassroots as possible.
And do you have any experience working with or supporting an executive director?
Well, that's like barely right now with my role in KBOO because I've shadowed in the board of directors up to this point. And then our station manager, Nathan Vandiver, he's always at the board of directors meetings. So I've helped, coordinate and facilitate, the discussion that we have in our board meetings. But at this point, I'm not a board member. I've just shadowed into the board meetings.
And what experience do you have in planning, reviewing, or working with operating budgets and financial statements?
Well, so as I mentioned before, as I have shadowed with the board of directors, I've helped, given some of my my suggestions as we have discussed quarterly budgets to analyze the projections of costs and expected revenue from our donors. And that's, coming through the underwriting element of things and the partnerships. And then, every other way that KBOO can kind of generate money. So we look at those numbers all the time.
That's a good segue into the next question. Do you have any fundraising experience?
Yeah, just this point, just getting involved with the development committee. I've reached out to local businesses and stuff, and I meet people face to face in contact situations of other nonprofit organizations, tell them who I am, what I do. I serve in the development committee with KBOO. So there's that fundraising aspect of it. So
it's probably safe to say that you'd also be willing to fundraise for KBOO.
Yeah, I basically already am.
Great. And KBOO serves as a media outlet for marginalized communities. Do you have experience with working with marginalized communities?
Not directly, but as a board member, I like to make the promise that I will work with various groups in the Portland metro area to grow awareness for LGBTQ issues, environmental issues, BIPOC issues, amnesty issues, low-income housing issues, and disability issues are all important issues for me to help tackle while I'm serving on the board, because it all ties in with the ethos of KBOO. And I like to donate and stay informed currently through the PIARC, Habitat for Humanity, Greenpeace, Nature Conservancy, and Rose City Indivisible.
Great. And how would you address issues of equity and inclusion in KBOO's programming, outreach, training, hiring, and other activities?
When I serve on the board, diverse programming is going to be a priority of mine. So I'm always going to be looking for new voices that need a spot on the airwaves that we don't currently already serve and is a marginalized community that hasn't been noticed, for example. So with the growth of social media, I'm also going to help to train new volunteers on how to find other new nonprofit organizations, contact the members of those nonprofit organizations to bring them into the station, and then hopefully become volunteers within KBOO, which would expand the diversity of our radio station.
Great. And KBOO directors are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KBOO board service. Can you commit this time?
Yeah, because I basically already am, as I'm like reaching out to local businesses, contacting local nonprofits and stuff. So there's a lot of time outside of my own free time that's already been donated to KBOO, you know, to help with this whole situation we are in right now with the CPB cuts and stuff like this, you know. So of course I will.
Great. And Tyson, there are three essential duties of KBOO directors. Will you commit to the duty of care? Attend board meetings, stay informed of current issues, read reports, and ask questions?
Yes, it's basically the sole responsibility of becoming a board member, so I swear to all that.
And will you commit to the duty of loyalty as a board member? Will you put KBOO's interests first?
Of course I will. Loyalty is kind of key to maintaining a functioning community, so loyalty is front and forward.
And will you commit to the duty of obedience? Follow KBOO's bylaws and policies, state and federal regulations, and the decisions of the board?
Yeah, we have to follow those laws because they're basically essential for KBOO being able to stay on the airwaves. So all the bylaws are the laws.
Cool. And then finally, Tyson, do you have anything you would like to add that hasn't been said already?
No, I mean, just anybody that's hearing this, if you're curious about becoming a volunteer with KBOO, I mean, we have a really good growing engagement department that's working with the social media and the reels and stuff like that to help, you know, expand our outreach to the different communities, different programming, a whole swath and range of music. It's pretty good community that we have here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tyson.
Thank you, Corden.
You are listening to KBOO Community Radio's Board Candidate Forum. I'm your host, Corbin Vale. Our next guest is Alex Privé. Welcome, Alex.
Hello. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. My first question for you is, up to this point, how have you been involved with KBOO Community Radio?
Oh, that's a great question. Long story, when I first got to Portland about 10 years ago, I moved here from Miami, Florida. KBOO was one of the first like things that I encountered that was like a welcoming community. I checked out their website, I heard them on the radio, and they had a archival project that was going on, and I got involved with that. So I actually worked with the archivist that had come to KBOO about 10 years ago. I worked on a big archival project, and after that, I've been a avid listener and a supporter of KBOO. That's kind of been my involvement. I've been away for a while and I'm coming back.
Very cool. And do you have any expertise working on or with nonprofit boards of directors, advisory boards, or working committees?
I do. I have worked in more of a, not an advisory role, but I have worked underneath boards of directors before. I come from the higher education world, where we have boards of directors that run schools. I worked at a museum that was run by a board of directors, and we would routinely have to get our budgets approved and other sorts of operations approved for the board of directors. So I've been on the end where we get governed by the board of directors, and so I have long desired to work on one myself.
And do you have any experience working with or supporting an executive director?
I do. I have worked actually in a directorial position myself as a librarian. I was in charge of a library, and I worked directly to the executive director for our school. I did a lot of, I had to go through working with budgets and other sorts of supporting of the executive director. So I've worked directly with executive directors before.
Awesome. What experiences do you have in planning, reviewing, or working with operating budgets and financial statements?
Yes, I have worked with budgets, reviewing, planning, and both submitting those. I have worked as a library director. I submitted my yearly budget. I went to get approval from the board. I got feedback from the board, changed the budget. So I've done quite a bit of work there. I have worked directly as a HOA president. I was the our HOA president for the building that I currently live in. I planned my budget there, submitted that, got those approved. So I have definitely gone through the budgeting process several times myself. Yep.
And do you have any fundraising experience?
Yes. Coming from higher education, we did quite a bit of our, most of our, a lot of our budgets come came from grants. I come from the library world. My first jobs were funded entirely through grants. I worked as an archivist, you know, there's not a lot of budgets for preserving historic materials, so they would apply for grants. I would be employed through that grant. I would have to write grant reports and to just keep myself employed. So I've definitely done quite a bit of grant work before.
And are you willing to fundraise for KABU?
Absolutely. I'm not a good salesman, except for things that I believe in which I'm very good at selling them because they kind of sell themselves. I think KABU is important. I think that it is a civil service, and I think that it's part of the fabric of Portland, and I want to sell that and make sure that everyone in Portland knows about it. And once they know about it, I'm sure they'll also want to support it as well financially.
Excellent. And KABU serves as a media outlet for marginalized communities. Do you have experience with working with marginalized communities?
I do. So I mentioned I came from Miami, Florida. I moved here from there. I've worked in museums that served wide varieties of communities, including marginalized communities. We had special outreach efforts to work and plan to make sure that we targeted those communities to make sure that we were meeting their needs. And I have worked in other positions where in my library that I work for, I think this is a weird statement, the majority of our students were coming from marginalized minority populations. So we worked quite a bit with making sure that they were comfortable, welcome, respected, and that their needs were met. And that is how I feel we can all work with marginalized communities, making sure that they're heard, their voices are heard, and that they feel comfortable to use those voices in the spaces that we give them. So,
what have you done in your own life to build relationships with marginalized communities?
That's a good question. It is so hard to forge a relationship with communities where, you know, you want to talk with people that you get along with. People, you walk onto the street, you feel like you want to chat with people that you have your own empathy for. So sometimes it's challenging to reach out and understand marginalized communities. I like to think in my daily conduct that I welcome people, I hear those communities, I try to see them, I try to understand and respect what's going on. I have an anecdote that I think I can kind of fit in here. I am non-binary. I have not always been non-binary, but as I was learning about that community, I had to go through the process of understanding words and language and understanding ways of respecting those folks. I went to a meeting which addressed the concept of non-binary. It was at an IT conference, and there were people there not wanting to understand, but actually wanting to voice their dissent, thinking that they/them was a grammatical concept that could not be applied to a person because it was plural. I stood up in that meeting and said, regardless of what you think about the grammar rules, this is the way that those people want to be respected. They've asked you to do this, and you telling them that they're wrong is more a reflection of you than it is to them. I think standing up in the moment is the way that we can help marginalized communities. When we see something that's wrong, we stand up and we fight for them. And that is how I feel like I help those marginalized communities in my daily life.
And how would you address issues of equity and inclusion in KABU's programming, outreach, training, hiring, and other activities?
That's a really good question too. I think that language is what we need to help folks that maybe don't really understand diversity, didn't understand the complexity of the individuals that they're looking at. They lack the words they need to describe those people. I think that training and deliberate training on diversity, underserved populations, underserved communities, gives people the language they need to build that respect and understand those folks. And so I think training, more training opportunities, potentially deliberate policies to help, I'm sure that are already existing, but helping folks to, you know, feel more comfortable and confident that their voices are going to be protected. I think that is what I can help KABU with. I like training too and teaching, so I'd love to help that with that project.
And KABU directors are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KABU board service. Can you commit this time?
I can. In fact, I have worked with my job. They have allocated, they have given me time each month I can take off to fulfill exactly 15 hours or more than if I need to. So I can absolutely fulfill that. Yep.
And there are three essential duties of KBOO directors. Will you commit to the duty of care, attending board meetings, staying informed of current issues, reading reports, and asking questions?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And will you commit to the duty of loyalty? As a board member, will you put KBOO's interests first?
Yes, I absolutely will.
And will you commit to the duty of obedience, follow KBOO's bylaws and policies, state and federal regulations, and the decisions of the board?
Absolutely, yes.
Great. And then finally, Alex, is there anything else that hasn't been said here that you would like to add?
Oh, I have so much more to say, but I think I've said enough. I really appreciate the time that you've spent with me, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
Great talking with you. Cheers.
You are listening to KBOO Community Radio's Board Candidate Forum. I'm your host, Corvin Vail. To become a KBOO member and vote in the Board of Directors elections, go to kboo.fm/give and make a donation of $20 or more. Sustaining memberships are encouraged. Our last candidate is Anna Harshaw. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you.
Your first question is, up to this point, how have you been involved with KBOO Community Radio?
So I moved to Portland in 2013, and my daughter had been living here since 2004 when she came out here to go to college. So when I got here, she showed me all the spaces on the radio dial that had community radio, and KBOO turned into my favorite station. And when I retired from work in 2016, I moved out of Portland for a while and into a rustic sort of one-room cabin where I had trouble getting Wi-Fi, but I could get radio signal. So I would listen to KBOO 24/7 almost. So after moving back in from Estacada, I thought this was a good time to actually physically volunteer for KBOO. So I went through the volunteer program and got the front desk work. I would meet and greet people and kind of tidy up and just make the station welcome for folks. And so I did that until the station closed the pandemic. That was rough. So after the pandemic started to wane a bit, I checked in and asked how I could help at the station. I thought I'd be going right back to the front desk. Well, that wasn't it. It was apply for an open seat on the board. So I did apply, and I was brought into an open seat on the board, and then I ended up running for the seat the next election and was voted on. So I've been on for the last 3 years, or 4 years, really. So during my first term, I served as vice president of the board and sat on several committees, which are kind of a list. Let's see, I'm on the management bargaining team. I'm on the executive committee, and I was an ad hoc governance and policy team, as well as facilities and engineering. That was when I first got on the board. I kind of pared back, and I currently serve it as an at-large board member, and I'm still on the bargaining team, management bargaining team, and the executive committee and facilities.
Do you have expertise working on or with nonprofit boards of directors, advisory boards, or working committees?
First advisory board I was on was when I was still in high school. I sat on an advisory board for the Girl Scout Council in Ohio. And the next board I served on was in the 80s when I was living in South Bend, Indiana, which was the YWCA board. And I sat on finance committee. Then in the 90s, I was asked to serve on the Human Relations Advisory Committee by Yellow Springs, Ohio local community council. And in the 2000s, I ran for a seat on the Greene County Democratic Committee, and I was elected. When I moved to Portland, I joined an ad hoc committee of the NAACP here in Portland, rewrite and update their bylaws. So, and then since then, I've been board member here and then elected board member here at KBOO.
Do you have experience working with or supporting an executive director?
So as a volunteer, I strive to support the executive director, as the executive director oversees the needs and aspirations of the agency that are being met by the staff and volunteers, while also looking at the future, which is maybe the strategic plan of the organization or whatever is going to be happening with the organization as a whole.
Can you provide an example of your support?
So as an example, by sitting on the executive committee here at KABU, I have the opportunity to support the executive director when a need arises or whether through a discussion or an action.
What experience do you have in planning, reviewing, or working with operating budgets and financial statements?
So I started working at Antioch College, and this was the first time I was given a budget. I was a coordinator for a scholarship fund, which is called the Bonner Scholars Program. And the Bonner Scholars were first time in their family to go to college students. Here at KABU for the last 3.5 years, I have definitely had the opportunity to help plan, review, work with the operating budget, and view the financial statements.
Do you have any fundraising experience?
Yes, I do. I began fundraising. I'm pretty sure I was still in elementary school when my neighbor, my best friend's mom, was running for a statewide election. And my friend and I would go with her to the campaign headquarters and stuff envelope. It was fun. And also during that time, I was a Girl Scout, and we'd have Girl Scout cookie campaign. And I ended up being the top seller Girl Scout cookies for years, pretty much because I was one of the kids that would run around Antioch College and sell cookies. As a young adult, I continued fundraising for many causes, including local, state, and federal election campaigns and local community radio stations. My strengths in fundraising efforts include merchandising, bookkeeping, advertising, and logistics.
Can you provide an example of your fundraising work?
Currently at KABU, I assist the development committee thanking the donors with handwritten appreciations. I think it might surprise people to know that all efforts to assist KABU to meet its vision and mission, these are ways to fundraise for KABU. All supports to KABU make good radio.
KABU serves as a media outlet for marginalized communities. Do you have experience with working with marginalized communities?
Well, as a member of a marginalized community, I was thrilled to find KABU when I moved out here in 2013. Just about any time I turned KABU on, there was a program I was interested in. And I just want to thank KABU for reaching out to me.
What have you done in your own life to build relationships with marginalized communities?
During my term, this past term here at KABU, I've encouraged KABU staff to participate in workshops that highlight developing anti-racism policies, practices, and procedures in the workplace, working to unravel the social construct of race and the horrible consequences of racism. If I'm elected to another term, I will continue to try to organize with the board and also help to have them have the option to attend an anti-racism workshop and hopefully develop a process that could also give programmers and volunteers the option to attend.
How would you address issues of equity and inclusion in KABU's programming, outreach, training, hiring, and other activities?
I feel that KABU has the capacity to become a more diverse and inclusive station with broader community input and volunteerism. KABU is a conduit for information and entertainment in many languages and cultures, and an outreached hand to the marginalized communities in our area and beyond with our online presence.
KABU directors are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KABU board service. Can you commit to this time?
Yes, I can. Board meetings are a couple hours a month, and then prepping for a board meeting is about an hour a month. That leaves 9 to 12 hours to do committee work or other support roles with the station. I think that's like 2.5 to 3 hours a week. I think it's possible.
And there are three essential duties of KBOO directors. Will you commit to the duty of care, attend board meetings, stay informed of current issues, read reports, and ask questions?
I'm going to say check to that, yes.
And will you commit to the duty of loyalty? As a board member, will you put KBOO's interests first?
Oh, yes.
And will you commit to the duty of obedience? Follow KBOO's bylaws and policies, state and federal regulations, and decisions of the board?
Absolutely. And I am grateful to be asked.
Thank you, Anna. And before we let you go, is there anything you wish we would have asked or that you would like to add?
Well, just thanks for having me on today. And I'm honored to do this volunteer work for community radio, really in general, and KBOO radio specifically.
Thank you for participating in the forum.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. KBOO's Loud and Proud. Become a member during our KBOO Out Loud Fall Membership Drive taking place now through September 20th. Your contribution goes towards grassroots, independent, radically made community radio. Donate now by going to kboo.fm/give and help us reach our $45,000 goal. Thank you.
This is KBOO Portland. Produced at the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon. This is Free Culture Radio. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh. On this edition of Free Culture Radio, barriers to treatment. You're listening to Free Culture Radio. I'm your host,